Morgan, first of all, this is we can start with a question they always say that we should never ask. But when you won that cup, you scored that goal in the final the other week, and you won that cup with you and the other lads there. How did that feel?
Still to this day, words can't describe like how crazy that experience was out there, and to do it with such a great bunch of lads, I couldn't ask more of them. And when I scored the equaliser, we thought, we're actually in this now. Come on, let's keep going. Let's drive through the game and we'll get back in it. And then after the third one in, after the fourth one went in, we were like, yes, come on, if we can feel it. We can feel it coming now. And then as soon as the final whistle blew, we all just ran on the pitch and just hugged each other and celebrating. It was crazy.
It's a wonderful experience. And I suppose there as well as the achievement and the magnitude of all that, but you've probably made mates there follow wherever your football careers take you, and you know, whatever will happen to all of you, some of your long careers in the game, maybe who knows what the path is, but you'll have made mates for life there.
Yeah, I mean, some of the boys there are really good. To be fair, all of them are a good bunch of lads, they are, and to play with them it's even better. And some of the talent that all of them have got is incredible, and I think as a team and as mates we can go far.
The whole tournament must have been quite an experience, you know, to go to halfway in the world and be, you know, involved in an event like that. I mean, how did it sort of build up during the tournament? Did you feel, we're going to do this?
I think we always had the belief from the start that, we can at least get to the semi-finals and try and win this. Because in the Euros, we got to the finals and lost. So we thought, we'll be positive about this one and try and get through. But I mean, it was a really hard place to go to and try and play football because of the weather and the humidity and stuff. But I think as the first couple of games went through, we sort of adapted to it, and I think we built on from that and pushed forwards.
And just the nature of winning the final and doing it in that way, coming from two down, where people talk all sorts of cliches go around this game about a test of character and this sort of thing. But at that moment, 2-0 down, was there any part of you thinking, oh no, this is our chance, go?
Not any stage, since they went 1-2-0 down, well, we did. I thought we were comfortable in the game. I thought we had more possession, we had more shots on target. I think we felt as a team we were comfortable, but we knew we had to do something right to bring us back in the game. And I thought Rian's header before half time, I think that settled it down, because I thought when we come back out of half time into the second half, I think we pushed on from there.
When you're as old as I am, and you're looking back at your career then, but 2017 was quite some sort of year to really step things up, hasn't it? You know, if we go, you know, back to first Saturday of the year at Stoke, and there you are, the first time a lot of Wolves fans will have seen you, and now building through to this and being around, you know, on the edge of a squad that you're around at first team level here. It's an awful lot happened.
2017 has been a bit of a crazy year so far, with everything that's gone on, like making my debut and then pushing from the first team from there, and then getting injured, so having a setback, and then as the physios who have pushed me to get back to where I am today. And I was lucky to go to the World Cup, and I've built my way through the World Cup to start in the quarters, semis and finals, which I think was really positive. And I mean, we've still got another month left of this year left to go, so to see what, wait and see.
There's plenty of time to do things here. Wolves fans obviously will have seen a bit of you in the first team, and maybe some of them will have seen you in things like the Checkered Trade Games and all that sort of thing. But you've been with the club quite a while already, haven't you?
Yeah, I joined when I was, I think it was 8, so nearly 10 years now. So
it's a testimonial for some of us. Anyway, go on.
Yeah, so I've spent a while at this club, and I mean, I love it. And all the fans and that have been amazing, supported me throughout. So yeah.
And you've developed your game in lots of ways. For people who aren't very familiar, we've seen you coming on it already in the 8-10 first team appearances you've made. You've already popped up in lots of different positions.
Yeah, I mean, I played left wing, 10, and centre mid. But I mean, put me on the pitch and I'll play no matter what position. If I'm on the pitch, then I don't mind.
There are some pretty handy players around here at the moment. The club is really fizzing along, as everybody knows. You know, the atmosphere at the games is terrific. It must be tremendously exciting now at this very early stage of your career. I mean, do you feel, yes, I am part of something here, something really big could be happening?
Yeah, I feel privileged to be a part of such a very big club, and the players that the manager's brought in are unbelievable, and to be a part of and play with some of the players like we've got, I think it's really good for my development as well, because then I can build off them. And I think it will improve my game.
And it is about development very much, I mean, at your stage. And there's nothing about you, and from what people tell me about you, that where you think, well, I've made it already now. Clearly, there's a lot to come and a lot of work to do.
Yeah, I mean, this is only the start of my career, and hopefully there's a lot more years left.
Are they good with you here, the senior people, and you know, the management and the senior players?
Yeah, they're all really supportive in training sessions, always giving us good advice, always getting us in the gym, doing extras. The physios are really supportive, and I mean, they got me back playing again. But yeah, the management here is really good.
So it's a big learning experience.
Yeah, massive learning experience. Every day in this building, you're learning something completely new every single day.
It's not just about you, of course. Your family must have had the most extraordinary year watching you develop and flourish like this.
Yeah, my dad still can't believe what's actually happened this year. He can't. But no, he's travelled out with me everywhere I go. To be fair, I don't think he's even missed a game since I was 8, since I joined here. I don't think he's missed a game. He's flew out everywhere that I can be. And the people at Wolves as well, the management, they've supported as well. And a couple of managers have flew out to support us, which I think is really positive from the club.
So the next stage for you is what?
Well, just have to wait and see. So hopefully push through to the first team. Yeah. And if that happens, then we'll see from there.
Get yourself in contention, which you clearly have been. I mean, you know, the manager talks about, we hear about people, you're in there in contention with some of the smashing players.
Yeah, I mean, it's down to me now to try and work hard, keep doing stuff on and off the pitch in this building, and push on for bigger and better things.
Exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really exciting. I can't wait for it now.